Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Dr. Mitch, Irene, of course. We're here with you for the next hour to talk look good, feel good, and have great sex. Open show. Easy to get your questions answered, anything and about health that you're wondering about, especially in natural health. The way you do that is just give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. Or if you like the numbers directly, it's 855-376-4824. And if you like to text, some folks don't like to call in, I got it. Just text me to 561-789-1588. 561-789-1588. Arena, good afternoon. Thanks, of course, for always being here. And my co-host.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here with you.
Right.
So today we have an interesting topic.
Something that you picked.
I picked because it has been becoming more common in the, I want to say, last year or 2 years, and it is telemedicine.
Yeah, we're talking about telemedicine a little bit today because a new article came out. A company called OnMed tends to do something totally, and that's have interactive kiosks. That's right, video booths that will be pretty much a street corner. It could be in an airport, in a college campus.
Like a porta potty?
Like a porta potty. You could just walk in, and it will have, actually, according to this article, like a mini pharmacy. It will allow that, you know, for us to just go, hey, and, you know, here's your push a button and you pay and you get your medicine right then and there. What do you think about that, by the way?
I am not sure, to tell you the truth. I think the idea of telemedicine is great because it increases access to healthcare, but doing it completely virtually without never seeing the patient, I don't know. Is it meant for acute illness or is it meant for chronic?
I'm not sure.
Like people would never go to their doctors?
Well, the concept originally was a convenience concept that was meant for rural areas where there was no physician, right, PA, or nurse practitioner coverage that was really good enough to handle it. It would also be something that people could tune into, so to speak, or telemedicine to a doctor in the evening and or when there are no doctors available or there's not a close hospital or ER 24-hour walk-in service. That was the concept of this. And they are manned by different types of paraprofessionals. Some are, you know, doctors. Occasionally it's a physician's assistant, a nurse practitioner, and even pharmacists are involved in this new telemedicine concept. There are rules and regulations that surround it. But they're supposed to be something that is to help our medical system. And we'll talk about that as we go on. OnMeds, this new little stations are designed to be housed indoors, particularly at a workplace even or a medical center. Can you imagine? You're at work one day, you don't feel good, you just step into the booth, a doctor comes on or somebody comes on healthcare and starts, you know, basically looking at you and saying, okay, tell me your story and what it is. Is telemedicine a good thing or a bad thing? What is it really meant to do and is it going to accomplish this? What do the newest studies say, and what really are we supposed to accomplish, and are they, and have they been successful up to now, and if not, or yes, why? I'm Dr. Mitch. We're talking about this hour with Irina. Call us at 855-DR-MITCH about anything. That's 855-376-4824. And if you do, we'll be able to tell your question. And, of course, you want to text 561-789-1588. We'll be right back after these messages. Dr. Mitch. And of course, we're here to answer anything that's about look good, feel good, and of course, have great sex. That's what we're here about. We'll be right back. Looking for your call, Dr. Mitch, CRN1 Talk Radio.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative med, consult, consult.us. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, Dr. Mitch. You know how to call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Telemedicine is our theme today. Of course, any question is not off the board. We can answer anything, and there is no judgment on this show. You're welcome to ask anything that you feel you need to know, and we'll try to give you the best second opinion and for certain put you in the right direction of where you need to go. 36 years of doing integrative medicine, plus counting now, probably close to 38. Written 4 textbooks, dozens of articles. Our website's easy to access at imconsult.us. Any shows you've missed, you can go there. Ask questions if you like. Basically, you have a whole host of way of getting answers that you haven't gotten before. Irina, your take. I mean, would you be a person that would do telemedicine? And if so, under what conditions would you feel comfortable? You're a nurse practitioner talking to someone who's walking through an airport, develops some cold or sneeze. And the basic thing you could do is probably, I guess, in these telemed booths, they can have some technology where you can get a pulse, maybe a pulse oximeter, how much oxygen they have, maybe a blood pressure they'll put their arm in. There may be even something like a stethoscope they can put up to their chest or something. Would you be comfortable prescribing for someone under, you know, those conditions?
Well, I have done telemedicine before, but it was always in a context that I would see that patient at some point. You know, I would probably see them as a new patient. I would do my history, my physical, have the document, and then as a follow-up visit, I would use telemedicine, which was convenient for the patient and for me as a provider because I could do that from anywhere. But so my hesitation would be for people who have chronic conditions like, let's say, heart failure or diabetes, that they would be using this telemedicine only. They would never go see the doctor because there are complications, and without really good physical, you can't catch them early enough. Can you imagine a patient with heart failure that you would miss, you know, diminishing breath sounds or anything, swelling to the legs, and then he would end up in the hospital most likely. So the safety is the concern.
So in your mind, basically, as a follow-up to already a patient you've touched and seen, would make you feel comfortable.
Right.
Well, originally, it was, again, the concept of the aging population, baby boomers, Medicare age, and they felt that this was something to help rural medicine. We're talking about telemedicine. There was a study in February performed by Geisinger Medical Center in Pennsylvania. It demonstrated a 44% reduction in rehospitalization rates utilizing a combination of Bluetooth-enabled scales, interactive voice response messaging, and alert-prompted interventions with telephone calls from nurses or physicians. This study was over 900 patients. It was over 2 years. And by the way, it was with congestive heart failure, and it was supposed to be expanded to high blood pressure, diabetes. However,
but was it a new patient? Was it a complete strange patient, or was it established patient? This was like a follow-up to it, which is great because they don't have to go to the doctor all the time.
So the follow-up's good. But on the other hand, which is always the other side, there's always another side. There was a recently released preliminary online version of this of 205 elderly patients with multiple health issues, the thing that you're fearful of. It didn't show any difference in primary composite endpoint of readmissions and emergency department visits. However, what was interesting, there was a substantial increase in mortality. And that's a problem, 3.9% versus 14.7%. So, of course, with these type of statistics, it does make people nervous about using this. And I thought that, and I'll let you talk about this, they found in a a recent study of a company, a telehealth provider based in Reston, Virginia, called Avizia, that in fact, 82% of patients surveyed, they didn't use telemedicine.
Even if it was available, right?
Even if it was available.
I think that Walmart offered something similar to their employees. I don't know if throughout the state, United States, or a specific state or a city, and the patients were not really using it because they were not used to it. So I think they are trying to make them more comfortable with the technology, especially for the follow-ups.
Yeah, well, would you wonder why that most are not using it? There is one individual that wrote about it, and I think they're pretty much on the mark. And you would say, yes, the investors see the utilization problem, one, as a simple lack of awareness. People just don't know it exists. Okay. Others believe it's a financial issue, meaning that who pays? If you got Medicare, if you walk into that booth, does the booth take the Medicare card, or are you going to pay out of pocket? So that confusion, or insurance, if you have insurance, would that lend itself to you, you know, doing a Medicare type of thing or paying out of cost? So they watched it, and the one thing that this article makes sense, they said, after watching physicians and their patient, the most important thing that exists between a patient and physician is trust.
Right, that's correct.
When patients are sick and they're most vulnerable, they want the person they trust. The question is, and this is for the listeners, would you trust an anonymous doctor who's seeing you, listening to you via a HIPAA-compliant or Skype connection, Skype's not allowed, but HIPAA-compliant something, to determine whether you should seek urgent care right away or it's just something nothing? Yeah. Would you not want your own physician? Now, this is a question you have to ask yourself. And if you have an answer for it, or you want to weigh in on this, which we'd like you to, because there's no right or wrong answer. It's new medicine and it's coming anyway. We'd love you to give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. It translates 855-376-4824. That's 855-376-4824. And you can also go ahead and text us your answer or question to 561-789-1588.
You know, also for people who are retired, these visits to the doctor is like the thing that they do. You know, they don't mind. But for me or you, we work and we don't have much time. For me, the idea of going to the doctor and sit there maybe for 2 hours, I would rather go to a booth if it's something simple, like a review of my blood work. You know, once a year, I just want to have somebody to look at my blood work or prescribe some medications. You could use telemedicine for something like that, I imagine.
You would think, but here's what's happening in the back of people's heads. Apparently, they're saying, is this doctor even licensed to prescribe? Is the doctor licensed in the state that you're sitting in? That's the one other thing. Will you be paying $100 out of pocket to be told to follow up with your physician in person anyway, or run to a thing? So this is one of the problems with telemedicine that we have right now. We're talking about telemedicine. Dr. Mitch, Irina with me, trying to get ins and the outs of, is it a good thing? It is a bad thing. What you like to think about is, when would you use it? So if you're listening to the show right now, call me and tell me where you think it's going to be a useful story for you to talk to somebody on telemedicine. You call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. That's 855-376-4824. And or you can text us to 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. You're listening to CR1 Talk Radio. Dr. Mitch will be right back after these messages.
What do the 4 stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's word of the green time. Now, we might not know how many quarts make a gallon, but that's not the case when it comes to pints. Ah, here's to you, and here's to me. May we never disagree. And if we do, the heck with you, and here's to me. There's no better place to celebrate St. Patty's than at Columbo's. After all, it was Aldo Colombo who discovered Ireland years ago on his way to Eagle Rock. Jazz every night, great Italian specialties, the world's greatest meatballs that'll have you singing Tura Nura Nura, the freshest fish and yummy steaks, great service and all so affordable. Happy St. Patty's at Good Times Central, Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, Faith and Vigora.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Mitch. We're talking today about telemedicine. Is it the right thing for you or not? I'm looking for our caller to let us know their opinion about it. And the easiest way to do that is just to dial 855 toll-free, 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. And again, if you're embarrassed or uncomfortable talking on the radio, just go ahead and text me to 561-789-1588. Talking with Irina about the fact that telemedicine's biggest problem probably will be is that trust factor. And is it something that you'd want to use when you may spend a lot of money to find out, just go to another doctor? Or they'll prescribe you something very quickly that may or may not be a good thing. On the other hand is, do you trust this person on the other side of the screen? Who are they? What are they? Are they licensed even in the state that you're talking to? There are minute clinics now, by the way, that are already, they are staffed with nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, waiting for walk-ins. Drugstores and clinics do that now. So why do you need the app anyway to do this? But no matter how fancy, and this is the key, I think, how fancy the app is they put together, or the box they put together, or the place you go to put together, will you feel trust? Will you feel comfortable in a telemedicine conversation that has to do with your health? Now, again, if it's something like a sniffle, probably not a big deal. But what happens if you're short of breath, chest pain? Are you making a good decision by making that call? And will that decision just end up with your charging money and being told, call 911 or go to the closest hospital or walk-in center? Well, what do you think, Irene? I'll let you wrap that.
I think it also depends on the technology that we are using in this telemedicine booth. Does the doctor feel that it's good enough to, you know, to substitute a physical exam that you would normally do? We were all taught that doctors, nurse practitioners, PAs to use physical exam to determine whether or not the patient needs certain medications. Like even the simple thing that they come in with a flu or cold or bronchitis or even pneumonia symptoms, they can be similar, and you really need your physical exam to determine whether or not there is antibiotic needed. Is it simple bronchitis? Is it more viral? Does it seem to be pneumonia?
What are you dealing
with? How do you
know?
How do you know?
I know.
Without the physical exam,
it's very tough. And you know, these telemedicine visits are going to be under 15 minutes. They can't be long because they don't have the time. If they're only paying $100, it's going to go very quick, and they're going to want to get off the phone. In that 20 minutes, they have to determine. And as a physician, I would be concerned. I'd have to determine that in that 15-minute encounter, someone I've never met, what's your history? What are you allergic to? What kind of problems do you have? What other problems do you have? What surgeries have you had? What are your habits? What's your family proclivity? What's your genetics? Okay, what's your problem? And with limited being able to touch you and examine you with just what is veiled by electronic transmission, like blood pressure, pulse, oxygen, sat, maybe a heartbeat, I'm stuck with that. And now I've got to go ahead and prescribe something. I would say that we're looking for some wicked bad medicine. But I assure you, the statistics for those people that own these type of things and telemedicine companies are going to surely put out statistics that look good, and there will be nothing short of it looking better than not. But I'm sorry, don't buy it. In rural areas, have nobody there, maybe a paramedic, something like that. Okay, then you can transmit the information, much like in, you know, if you're in Antarctica or something, you need somebody to talk to. But in cases where there may be other facilities or other, you know, touching, that might be better. Do you agree?
I agree.
All right. Dr.
That's how we've been trained. Maybe in the future, you know, everything's changes. The technology is changing. So,
well, sooner or later, we'll have no physicians anyway. We'll get
have a scan.
Yeah, you get into a box. It scans your whole body. Once it scans your whole body, you'll find out that it will immediately begin to just give you what it is, and then out pops the information, and that's what will happen. That makes sense, right?
Right.
Okay.
Sooner or later.
Sooner or later. 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. That's how you get to us, 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Now, you can text us. It's not a problem. At 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. And more important that you should be aware of, is a new study talking about something simple you can do to help your blood pressure. Do you have any idea how many people have high blood pressure according to our newest statistics? You'll be appalled, but it goes along with diabetes too, all the chronic diseases. Pretty much everybody has something. I'm Dr. Mitch. When we come back, we'll talk about that and more right here at the Dr. Mitch Show, CRN One Talk Radio. Please give us a call. We're waiting for you. Right here, CRN.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video. Right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you Talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
We're back, Dr. Mitch, Irina. Lines are open for your questions, any questions that you have, to 855-DR-MITCH. It's 855-374. It's 376-4824. That's 855-376-4824. If you want to text, it's 561-789-1588. And if you have a question or you missed part of a show and you want to, you know, get to it and listen to it, just go to imconsult, CONSULT.US. That's imconsult, imconsult.US. Well, we know a lot, Irina. There's the things that take most people to a internist. The top of the lists are either blood pressure, diabetes, obesity. I mean, they're the top of the list things, I would think. Some arthritis thrown in on there.
Well, and on the other side, sometimes they just go for a well checkup and you check their blood pressure and it's like 180 over 90 and they have no idea.
Well, the statistics state, which is pretty annoying, just like we talked about diabetes a couple of weeks ago, that there's probably 150 million to 160 million Americans that are in either the pre- or the diabetic condition type 2, meaning that pretty much one out of every two people in the adult population has a problem. We also recently, you and I just discussed, that one out of every two, according to a new study by the one of the heart associations, is that pretty much one out of every two adults in the United States has coronary artery disease of some sort. So it won't be any surprise when I tell you that the statistics say one more than 100 million Americans have high blood pressure, which, of course, are going to force the issues with everything else. 100 million having high blood pressure. That's one. Just go down the street and go 1, 2, 3. You got it. 1, 2, 3. You got it. 1, 2, 3. You got it. Now, of course, we go ahead and we start using all these things on blood pressure, and we start telling people all the time, you know, what the numbers are. We keep reducing the numbers. The drug companies keep saying reduce numbers. And, of course, we say it's at risk, according to the CDC. What there's really, you know, the articles, unfortunately, don't support it in every case. We're not going to talk about that right now. But we will say that regular exercise can lower blood pressure somewhere between 4 and 9 millimeters of mercury, and medicine lower it by 5 to 7 meters of millimeters of mercury. So you're getting a fairly good thing, but we'll talk about something natural that we use two things all the time. But a new study said, and this is a researcher at Asclepion General Hospital in Vola, Greece, said that if you take a nap every day, it helps lower the blood pressure.
I love taking a nap.
Now, we've talked about naps before. I knew you would like this. And they say naps basically are, you know, the best are about 20 minutes because you don't want to end up in REM sleep. Then you feel exhausted if you don't wait till REM sleep. Although these researchers compare two populations, those who did not take a nap and those who napped for about 49 minutes. And they found that the participants who did take the naps had more improved readings of approximately 128.7 on a systolic, that's the top number, and to diastolic compared to the people who did not take naps and who had a much higher reading of 134.5 on the top. Mm-hmm. So about a quarter of the participants in this study also smoked or had type 2 diabetes. So you had to take in considerations, other factors, alcohol, gender, physical activity, medications. But they said that for each hour you nap, now this is great because I can go take a nap now for about 3 hours.
I know that's what you do.
I don't
know how to take a nap.
I like a long nap. It just,
then
just
you wake
feel,
up grouchy.
Then it feels, yeah, but I'll get up grouchy, but I feel great. But it takes me a little bit. I have to get over the grouch mode. About each hour you nap, the systolic, again, when you report out a number, 140 over 90, that 140, the top number is called the systolic number. It can drop an average of 5 to 7 millimeters per hour. Regular, I told you, exercise, 4 to 9 millimeters, and blood pressure medicine, 5 to 7. So 5 to 7 millimeters per hour. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot to me. You know, for everybody else reading it, they probably think, oh, that's great. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking if someone has 160 systolic blood pressure, 180, and you drop it to 172, 154, what have you done? Not that great of a job when we have things that we did this, and we'll talk about this experiment we did in a moment. Does that sound like a lot to you or what?
No, not really. And I also wanted to say that you need to get a good night's sleep too, because people who don't, they have high blood pressure just because of that. So
yeah.
No matter, I mean, if you don't sleep good at night, then no matter of
what,
the nap, I don't think your blood pressure is going to be low.
I think one of the problems is that most blood pressure is essential, meaning we really don't know the cause. It's some complex, maybe kidney involvement, et cetera. And we all know the physiological mechanisms as doctors and nurse practitioners like you are. But I think what we have found is, and we've done this, experiment, it is a pretty much an outcrop of the one cell lining of the artery that is not doing well, called the endothelial lining. If you can fix that, reposition it, help it, suddenly you find that the blood pressure goes down. Now, we took a group of 25 doctors in a room. We asked who has high blood pressure. Remember this experiment we did just a couple months ago?
It was great. It worked.
Right. We took them and we said to them, okay, do me a favor. And I want you to take your blood pressure. We took their blood pressure, the two highest in the room. We said, come up. And we gave them a product called Neo 40. Remember to suck on. And we gave them our product called Blood Pressure Support, which is a combination of several things. From B6, magnesium, hawthorn berry, resveratrol, grapeseed extract, CoQ10, capsaicin, olive leaf extract. We gave them all that. And you want to tell them what happened in 20 minutes?
In 20 minutes was not that great. At 40 minutes, there was a great improvement in all these people that we tested.
And we're talking, what, almost 30 millimeters.
Mm-hmm.
30 millimeters. So there is something to be said by the integrative. Guess what? There are very few medicines that can do that without side effects. And not. So check it out. Go to the website, IMConsult, IMConsult.us. Check out blood pressure support and Neo40. If you want more information, give us a call, 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. We'll be right back after these nice little messages, I think. Right, Tomas? That's our board operator. All right, everyone, call us. We'll be right back, and we're going to stay here with you. Our last segment coming up. Dr. Mitch.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Mitch here. Irina, you know the number, 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. I am consult. That's how you can get your questions answered. Or just call it. You use like exercise, lifestyle changes, eating better, losing weight, napping, like we were talking about, to control your blood pressure. It certainly has much, much, much less side effects than the medications that will be prescribed by for you. You don't have to take my word for it. If you don't know that already, you can easily just look it up online in the physician's desk reference and see pages and pages of potential side effects. And plus the fact, sometimes it's not one medicine, but you need several, and their combinations cause more issues than they're worth. From low blood pressure, dizziness, impotence, rashes, the list just goes on and on and on and on. So if there's a potential to get your blood pressure healthy from using a natural way, wouldn't that make more sense? Wouldn't you want to try that first? Well, I would say any rational, non-judgmental, intelligent individual would think, yeah, that would be the best way to do it. So if you start to go and look at the blood work, I think that's really the first thing you do when you have a blood pressure issue. You can get to reveal many things in your blood work. Often the doctor doesn't do these tests which will give you a hint to the problem, and then follow with something called an ANS. Let's talk about the blood work first. Irene, if we look at blood work, and we're looking for things that might be elevated that could lend itself to someone having high blood pressure, let's talk about some of those tests, because the folks listening will be able to take these tests and say, hey, Dr. whatever, Jones, did you ever do these tests on me? Because I want them done. And I'm not talking about cholesterol. Take cholesterol off the table.
Well, that's let's talk about that first. When you go to your regular doctor, they will do CBC, CMP, and cholesterol lipid panel. Yeah, because that's what they've been trained to do. CMP will reveal whether or not there is any issues with the kidneys, and it's important to say yes or no in high blood pressure. And the cholesterol is blamed for heart disease, but it's really not such a big deal, is it?
Not at all. There are so many studies that cholesterol is argumentatively, if you have it, then not to have it. And the arbitrary numbers, and they're arbitrary numbers that have been placed by drug companies and different individuals, and those arbitrary numbers have changed over time. I've watched, when I was in medical school, the number be 300 for the cholesterol, dropped to 150, 120, now they're saying less than 100. Where does it stop? Well, I guess it will stop when they can't give any more medicine for the issue. So arbitrarily changing the number and saying, oh yeah, that's where you need to be, and heart disease is directly related to it. And we'll explain then, when they've done autopsies, thousands of them, and they reviewed the arteries of, you know, folks that have died, the cadavers, there was zero, and that's how they literally called it off, zero correlation between the cholesterol level and the heart disease. So let's put that out of the way. What tests can we do that they can tell their doctors to do, that blood test that would pretty much help them know if blood high?
How about lipoprotein little A?
All right. So lipoprotein little A, you're probably thinking, what is that? Well, it's a type of cholesterol that's hereditary. It's a tiny little cholesterol that can actually get stuck in that one cell lining of the artery called the endothelial lining. And that one cell lining, if it becomes inflamed, and this little lipoprotein little A substitutes for vitamin C, then of course you're going to end up with problems. And the problems, of course, may be heart disease or some high blood pressure because that lining's being ruined. Now, you're probably thinking, could I just take vitamin C? Well, you should, because it's substituting, but you have to use other things that will also reduce the amount of that lipoprotein little A. How do you know you have it? Oh my gosh, it's a simple blood test. That's what we're talking about. Now, simple blood test. So that's one thing. What's another?
How about apolipoprotein B?
Now, apolipoprotein B is a protein fraction of the LDL, what you used to think was the bad cholesterol. It's four times more likely to cause heart disease problems or cardiovascular problems compared to, of course, the typical LDL. And again, it's hereditary. And again, without taking that into consideration and dropping it, there is that potential for the arteries to stiffen. Now, artery stiffening is something that you probably never heard of, but it makes sense because when you look at the equation that makes up blood pressure, one of them has to do with artery stiffening. That's right. The actual equation that gives you a blood pressure has to do with artery stiffening. So if your arteries are becoming more or stiffer, basically, your blood pressure is going to go up, right? Makes sense? I hope so. What other tests can we do?
Well, something we've talked about before was inflammation, and there are several markers for that.
Yes, inflammation of that artery, because for sure, not be as long as it should be, number one. And number two, your inflammation can be addressed very simply.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's wearing of the green time. Now, we might not know how many quarts make a gallon, but that's not the case when it comes to pints. Ah, here's to you, and here's to me. May we never disagree, and if we do, the heck with you, and here's to me. There's no better place to celebrate St. Patty's than at Columbo's. After all, it was Aldo Colombo who discovered Ireland years ago on his way to Eagle Rock. Jazz every night, great Italian specialties, the world's greatest meatballs that'll have you singing Turandura, the freshest fish and yummy steaks, great service and also affordable. Happy St. Patty's at Good Times Central, Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, Faith and Begorra.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Everybody, welcome back. It's Dr. Mitch and Irene. Our last segment of today's show, we're talking about hypertension, high blood pressure. And of course, it's an issue. It's 100 million plus people. And why do you want to take medication if you could do it safely by exercise, relaxation, meditation, naps, getting a good night's sleep, stress reduction techniques? I mean, these are the things that are going to reduce your blood pressure. Or are you going to depend directly on the doctor or nurse practitioner just to hand you a pill and then another pill and another pill, regardless of the potential side effects? There are two things that we started talking about that you can find on the website. They do not a good, they do an amazing job with blood pressure. One is Neo 40, N-E-O 40, and it's a lozenger that you could suck on one or two at bedtime, and one or two in the morning when you wake up, depending on what your doctor, if it's okay with them. And yes, it dilates the blood pressure. Yes, it brings the blood pressure down. Yes, it works. The other thing is blood pressure support. When we marry these two products together and take two blood pressure support two or three times a day, the results are amazing. I have more than an 85% result lending itself to folks not having to take medication and using this alone. Now, that's unbelievable. And again, if you make lifestyle changes and do these two things that I'm suggesting, you will find some amazing results. Of course, always check with your doctor. Never do anything without asking them, since, of course, we can't see you. Irina, what do you think?
Well, I think it's always preferable to take supplements, not medications, because they come with side effects, all of them. And many blood pressure medications cause fatigue and people not feeling good. Some of them can also increase risk for diabetes. So if you can do it with a supplement, do
it. Makes sense. Of course it does. Tomas, come on the air with me. Are you do you have any problems? Do you have blood pressure issues or anything?
Yes, I do. I sort of inherited the blood pressure from my family, especially my father's side.
Well, I have a question for you. After listening to the show, which way would you rather take care of your blood pressure? Would you rather do it by the medication that will be prescribed or by some simple lifestyle changes and two products that are totally natural? What's your choice?
I would like to have something more on the natural side, just because there's no side effects. I know that they prescribe about two or three different prescriptions, and we're coming into our last minute here. But I'd rather go natural.
I think he's smart. That's our board operator producer today, and he is very smart. Irina, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
And thank you so much for everyone joining us. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful day. See you again on Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern, and that's 6 a.m. Pacific time, right here at CRN1 Network. I love you, Mom. Talk to you soon.